The equity gap in our schools has been Tony Thurmond's priority since he took office, but the killing of George Floyd under the weight of a Minneapolis police officer's knee, he said Monday, calls for harder conversations about race.
It has been difficult for me as a parent raising African-American children to know what to say when they ask me, Dad, why did this happen?
In an 11-minute Facebook address, Thurmond said the family members of George Floyd deserve more than condolences and prayers.
I believe that you deserve action.
Racism and implicit bias, he said, continue to directly impact Black and brown students.
Who are more likely to be suspended and pushed out of school and pushed into the criminal justice system, to be labeled, to be given an education that is not equal and is not appropriate and is not adequate.
Thurmond says he'll convene educators, parents, and students to talk about implicit bias in the classroom. But racism is learned from adults, so he'll also hold those conversations with elected officials and law enforcement. His department will soon launch a website with resources. Members of the public can email ideas now to createracialjustice@gmail.com. More urgently, Thurmond said, adults and youth need help processing the trauma around Floyd's killing.
I am haunted by the sounds of his voice, begging to breathe, begging for life. And we must address that trauma head on. For far too long, we've talked about race, but not really talked about race. And now it's time for us to do that.
I'm Lee Romney, KALW News.